Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
It's time for the Alan Stock Answer, presented by Security Screen Masters for Windows and Doors on News Talk 840 KXNT.
Is the uproar about white people appearing in blackface an understandable controversy? Understand that blackface is much more than just dark makeup used as part of a costume character. Its usage goes back to the minstrel shows in the late 19th century. While on stage, white actors would use black grease paint on their faces to depict plantation slaves and free blacks. Black actors also expected to use grease paint on their faces while on stage in those days. Now, these were anything but flattering representations. They were mocking portrayals that sought to reinforce the idea that blacks were inferior in every way. There are those who have worn blackface as a Halloween costume or at parties who claim that they had absolutely no racist intent. And that is very well the case for many people. Some people who have worn blackface may have had an underlying prejudice. We'll never know the intentions of people from many years ago. However, in 2019, it is well understood that white people using blackface is considered to be a racist gesture. This form of makeup is generally not seen in this day and age. But what has been coming out in the media are, one, discoveries of its use by people 30 and 40 years ago, and two, the repulsion of its use has been transferred to things that had no intention of any racial animus. First, the governor of Virginia is battling for his political career because of photos that are allegedly to have been taken 34 years ago. Now, these photos portray white students dressed in either blackface or wearing a KKK hood. There's no justification for this kind of behavior in the world of today, and there's really no justification for having been part of this kind of behavior in the early 1980s. But the fact that young students made stupid decisions so long ago and have made every effort to combat these kinds of repugnant behaviors since then is something that has got to be taken into consideration. This is not to excuse the behavior then, but to recognize that the person may well have grown, may have recognized their behavior as very stupid mistakes, and have spent many adult years trying to make amends by actively battling that kind of behavior. Then there's the issue making claims about racist behavior when there's apparently zero intention of anything racial in the first place. A college professor has declared the classic 1964 film Mary Poppins to be racist. He accused Julie Andrews of a blackface violation when she danced with a chimney sweep and got soot on her face. The professor suggests her face gets covered in soot, but instead of wiping it off, she gamely powders her nose and cheeks ever blacker. Now, for all the millions who have seen Mary Poppins over the years, no one has ever suggested that this scene has any racial overtones. Apparently, this professor was looking for an opportunity to stir things up, and he succeeded. Twitter fans of Mary Poppins have responded with incredulity. One person wrote, "Seriously? Mary Poppins is now in the crosshair? There were chimney sweepers, not blackface impersonators." Another wrote, "Mary Poppins wasn't flirting with blackface. It was soot in their faces from being a chimney sweep. Stop spreading racism claims on non-racist things like this." Now, the old story of the boy who cried wolf comes to mind. He falsely yelled wolf so many times that when a real wolf appeared, his cries were ignored as people believed it was just another false cry. I'm Alan Stock. Use common sense and keep on thinking free.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.